Rebuttal to argument against Measure A. The argument against Measure A is inaccurate, claiming the annual increase of 6.5% is unnecessary, use of funds is unspecified, and our district is inefficient. Three costs affect annual increases. Staff salaries follow a negotiated schedule that begins very low and rises as teachers add experience and college credits, plus a yearly cost of living adjustment. Together, these salary components add 5 to 7% annually. Is this excessive? Our teachers' salaries begin 17th out of 18 districts in Marin. Healthcare costs increase yearly. The past decade average is 6.25% annually. Special education services are mandated by law. District costs have doubled in 5 years. Personnel costs are 88% of our school budget. With every cost of staff compensation increasing, it is necessary to maintain the current 6.5% yearly increase to sustain our current level of education. The district is very specific about how parcel tax funds are spent. These funds will support 6 classroom teachers, counseling, technology services, and supplies. The argument implies that the district is overly generous with administrative compensation. No parcel tax funds are spent on administrative costs. We share our superintendent to reduce cost, and our superintendent is the lowest paid in Marin County. Our principal is shared between 2 campuses. The argument against Measure A asks, quote, how much will actually be spent in the classroom and on teachers, end quote. That answer is simple. 99.5% of our parcel tax is directly spent on teachers or in the classroom. Lagunitas School District children deserve your vote on Measure A. Signature Stephen J. Rebscher, Trustee, Lagunitas School District. Signature John Carroll, Superintendent, Lagunitas School District.